the voice of truth. We continue today with the interview with Dick Pence on the Voice of Truth's wake-up call, hosted by Dave Howard.
So their primary strategy, David, was to undermine the moral base of America. And I would ask you, have they been successful?
And actually, they have, and especially since about 1960. Having been an FBI agent, that was one of the necessary or mandatory that we read that book. And actually, it was in 1953, this FBI agent, he was an ex-FBI agent at the time, put that out because he had been studying and working against communists in the United States for over 40 years.
Well, let's look at number two, because there were other things going on, groundwork, before the book we just mentioned. In 1920, Roger Baldwin founded the American Civil Liberties Union. And Baldwin stated this, and I'm just going to take part of the quote, I am for socialism. I seek social collective ownership of property. In other words, he was against private property. Communism is the goal, unquote. Roger came from a family of anti-Christian crusaders who were, in essence, anarchists. The goal of the ACLU is and was to use the judiciary rather than the electorate to implement their agenda. When Alaska overwhelmingly passed the constitutional amendment against gay marriage, this is what one of their former executives said. He said, "Today's results prove that certain fundamental issues should not be left up to the majority vote." I think that's very telling in terms of what their attitude is towards the majority of people.
Well, when you look at today's administration and what's going on, I mean, with all of the different things that they're doing, it is obvious they don't want the majority vote of Americans because the majority would vote against it. So what is this socialist agenda and the ACLU agenda got to do with today's NDO? Or I think that we should properly name this because it's truly not a non-discrimination ordinance, is it?
Well, it's really a forced participation ordinance, and I agree with you. It's complex. A simple answer is that the ACLU and other progressive organizations are the ones pushing and financing these NDO movements across America. The sympathies and direction of the ACLU have not changed. And if you look at the ACLU of Montana strategy plan for 2012 through 2015, you read a lot of things. I'm just going to read one of the quotes under goals and outcomes, page 10. And it simply says the Montana Constitution should be amended to repeal same-sex marriage bans. So the goal of the ACLU include the promotion of socialism, the marginalization of marriage, and championing the rights of the LGBT community. So the socialist and ACLU understanding is that they want to destroy Western culture as we understand it, which was backed and really created by Christianity. Then they'll have a clear path to completely destroy Western civilization after they get rid of the family and marriage and so forth, David.
Okay. How does this fit with the NDO and the agenda of the gay elitist today that you started with number three?
Excellent question, because you kind of have to piece this puzzle together. In 1989, Paula Edelbrock, now deceased, was the executive director of the International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission. This is a very telling statement. Let me read it to you. Quote, "Being queer," she used that word, "is more than setting up housing, sleeping with a person of the same gender, and seeking state approval for doing so. It is an identity, a culture." Understand these words. It is a way of dealing with the world. Being queer means pushing the parameters of sex, sexuality, and family, and in the process, transforming the very fabric of society.
Voice of Truth.
For more information on this subject, visit our website, foxholeministry.com. And join us tomorrow as Dick Pence and Dave Howard continue.